Okay, Wednesday, Shir, Lady Shir and Derech Hashem, Shir number 37, February 7th, 22 Shvat. We're up to section 2, Perek 2, paragraph 5. So, we're being taken by the Ramchal into the inner chambers of Hashem's courtroom, and all of the creation of the world is at stake. The goal is that a group, not an individual, we explained why in the last year, maybe why, we explained possibly why, that a group should enter into the ultimate Olam Haba and bond with Hashem, Agal Hashem, and Bidovik Hashem. And then he explains a bit, he's going to elaborate more and be more specific, you know, how the who gets to that. And obviously more schusim than get there, but then what's going to be with the Averis? Averis, the mitzvahs wouldn't get there, but then it depends. There's ways of sort of expiate the Averis. And maybe you could still get in, because Midas Arachamim, Hashem wants the Klal Yisrael, we're focused on the Jewish people, he wants them to be a bigger and bigger group if possible. He said in paragraph 4 that, you know, we think numerically 10 mitzvahs versus 8 averus, but it's infinitely more complicated than that. Every mitzvah has to be weighed, if it was done, how it was done, if it was done lishma, ultimate motives, done fully, done b'chatchil, done b'ziyeved, done grudgingly, done resentfully, done b'simcha, done in a way that, you know, in a way that the person wants kavod for doing it. So many different values can be attached to the same mitzvah, and the same with an avera. And did the person do it lahaches, l'teyavo, and what was the nisayon at the time, and so on. Every person's bechira is specific to that person, because every person was born and grew up and lives in a different set of circumstances, and that can affects the bechira, that affects your influences, that affects, you know, how you, like Melio especially makes it even more complicated, because he explains that there's always a nekudas bechira that different people have, and different people have different nekudas bechira. So sometimes it's above the Nakuda, sometimes it's below the Nakuda. So all these cheshbonos, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and does make. And now we're going to go a little deeper into it, or more explanation. The basic yesodos we set, the basic yisodos we said already, but he's going to elaborate a bit more, explain a bit more, expand a bit more, but nothing earth-shatteringly new. We'll see. V'inei k'shatamik ol b'inyan, paragraph 5, if you delve deeper into it, Tirev, he's explaining now what we really have been assuming all along, I think, I hope, and that is, there's one way of looking at it: good deeds get a reward, and bad deeds get punished. But that's a bit superficial. As we learned already in Chelek Aleph, good deeds make a person more spiritual, good deeds cleanse a person, even the guf is, it changes. You see, people become less coarse if they do more mitzvahs. They become more fine, more sensitive. Again, you say, but you know somebody who does a lot of mitzvahs and he's an obnoxious creep. Well, maybe he's doing the mitzvah shelo lishma. Maybe he's doing the mitzvahs for the sake of kavod. So again, this is a metaphysical truism that, again, depends a lot on the nature of the mitzvah. But the power of the mitzvah is to purify and to elevate, certainly the soul. The soul becomes more spiritual, rubs away the mud. This is what we learned in the first section, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon. There's a lot of murkiness and muddiness attached to the pure neshama, and that gets cleansed and cleared away, like Pesach cleaning, which we're all about to embark upon. I say the royal we. I'm not embarking on anything. But, you rub away the dirt. You scrub away the dirt. So that's what happens to the neshama. And the guf also gets refined, which is in keeping with the Ramchal's view of Tchias HaMesim, that this purified guf will also be able to bond with Hashem and be Masanag al Hashem. So what he's saying here in paragraph 5 is, don't think of the reward of Olam Haba as a prize for being good, and the punishment of not being in Olam Haba, or for that matter Gehenim, or for that matter Yisurim in Olam Hazeh, it's not a punishment for being bad. I mean, it is, but it's far beyond that. There's a metaphysical cause and effect. You do good, you become more spiritual, and that's the reward. That the more spiritual you are, the more you're able to bond with Hashem. The more physical you are, the more chomer you are, the more averus you do, which is part of the klipos, part of the evil in the bria, the negativity in the bria. So you become more negative, you become less spiritual, and you're not able to bond with Hashem. In other words, the schar v'onesh should really be seen as natural consequences, like saying if you don't go to sleep on time, your punishment is you're going to have a headache and you're not going to enjoy the trip tomorrow. So it's not a punishment, we understand, but or you might say you can't go on the trip tomorrow because you're going to ruin it for other people. So again, it's not a punishment per se, it is, but it's more than that. It's the natural consequence of your acting out, of your not acting the right way. That's what he says in paragraph 5. V'inek shatamik ol be'inyan tira shim levad hayos inyan zeh. What we talked about, Olam Haba, not Olam Haba, meaning you cease to exist. Gehenim. Nimshach hayos inyan nimshach al pi mishpat v'hadin k'moshe zachar. Besides that it's what we call schar v'onesh, reward and punishment, hinehu miyusado, it's based also or more so the reality of the Nivra, that's us, of the subject matter, of the created entity that is being judged. The Zeh, we learned in Chelek Aleph, Perek Dalet, paragraph Yud, Shehamasim Tovim, Hashem knows what's good, Hashem knows what's spiritual, that's the Torah. The Torah, in a very deep sense, even is not just it's a twofold thing. It's not just a question of being obedient to Hashem, although that's also quite wonderful. But the mitzvahs are imbued with spirituality. Hashem put into the Torah, into the mitzvahs, Himself. Anochi is an acronym standing for Ano Nafshi Kesavis Yehovis. The Gemara tells us. It's Aramaic for I myself, meaning Hashem, Hano Nafshi, Kesavis, I wrote, that's the Torah's words, Yehovis, and I gave it to Klal Yisrael. Hashem is, so to speak, embedded in the Torah. Ruchnias is embedded in the Torah. Godliness, spirituality. So when you do mitzvahs, it's not just you're listening to Hashem, although maybe some mitzvahs that we're not even able to relate to. So that is our nisayon, and that's what we're doing. We're listening to Hashem. But they also carry within them a spiritual purifying force. But he's not talking about the mitzvahs now. He's talking about the ramification, where it's not just a question of, but it makes sense, because if the mitzvah is a spiritual force, so when you do the mitzvah, you are cleansed and spiritually fortified by that spiritual force. It's not just a question of a reward. You're letting the natural consequence of doing something spiritual seep into you, and you become more spiritual. And not only does your neshama become more spiritual, although by the neshama we wouldn't talk about it becoming more spiritual, we would talk about wiping away the dirt, the mud of Olam Hazeh, of the Chomer, of the Chet of Adam Arishon. But the body, actually, this Chomer gas of the body, which is really animalistic, becomes purified and becomes more of a spiritual entity. And you could see that in a very broad way. It's much more subtle and much deeper. But you see, you know, when you see a tzaddik, You see his body itself is just seems spiritual. He has a spiritual aura to him. He's sensitive. He's able. He's godly. So you see a godly person. You're not looking into his neshama, right? We're looking at his guf. So we see a little of that. And according to the Ramchal, that's really the ultimate reward is after Tchias HaMeisim with the body as well. So Hamasim told him, "Atzimim heim ba'odam begufo v'nafsho." He says begufo also, "Betzius shlemus umayla," something that makes the person wholesome, spiritually wholesome, and it has in it qualities, v'hepcham, and the opposite is Hamasim, and to the contrary, or maybe inversely. Or in contradistinction, Hamasim Haroyim Ma'atzimim Bo Metzius Achirus, muddiness, unclarity, grossness, the Chisaron, and you know, the opposite of equality, a flaw. And everything, V'Hakol B'Shir Meduktuk Kfima Shehem Hamasim, because there's different mitzvahs, we're not told by an assay at least which mitzvah has more of a spiritualifying koach. That's what it means in Megillah when it says she'ena to yodea matan schorin shel mitzvahs. A lav, we know which are more severe, which are less severe. Although in a lav also you can't tell really, because you could have a lav she'en bo maaseh, which you don't get malchus for, so you say, oh, you know, that lav is not so severe, it doesn't even carry the penalty of malchus. But then you turn around and it's ein lo chelek olam haba, like mevayish pnei chaveru barabim, ein lo chelek olam haba, or lashon hara, or many leitzanus, many things are technically don't carry severe punishment bidei bezdin, but nevertheless Chazal told us how spiritually damaging they are. So you really can't even tell by a lav either. But certainly by an assay, we can't tell which are the biggies and which are not as big. There is a hierarchy to mitzvahs, but by assays, we're not aware of them. But you rest assured that everything's bediktuk. We'll call it a less intensely spiritual mitzvah, cleanses you and purifies you. Less, and a bigger one is more. But again, big and small doesn't even have to be the hierarchy that the Torah assigns in an objective manner, which we're not even aware of, but it is also involves the circumstances of our lives. You know, one day doing a particular mitzvah could be very easy for me, and one day it could be murderously difficult. One day I have an asayon, something else came up, and it's tugging me in a different direction. And some days it's like easy and even gishmak, very gishmak, to do the mitzvah. So everything is judged and weighed by the Adon Kol, by the Shofet Emes, by the Dayan Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's just explaining to us how the system works. V'akol b'shir medukta k'vimah she'em ha'masim, lo pachos v'lo yoser. It's physics, it's mathematics, it's not arbitrary. It's not one day Hashem's in a good mood, so he gives you a lot of schar, one day he's in not such a good mood, he gives you less schar. Every mitzvah carries in it its schar, every circumstance carries in it its schar, and so on. So
V'hine, and now this is the tally. You know, when the tally has to be made. Ha'ish ha-tzadik, shehirbo ba'atzmo shiur godol min ha-zohar, of the brightness of his soul is shining forth. V'hamayla, and his qualities, the qualities, so that's like, makes up the essence of this person. Ach mitzaracher, but, ein odem, asher, yasatov v'liyachto, everyone has a virus. But they meet Masim Royim Sha'asa because of the minority, the lesser amount of Averus. He named him Tzabo Taruvus Ksas Choshech La'achil. So he has that muddiness to him to a degree, and he has that Choshech with him to a degree. So he this person would not be able to just be Dovek Vashem. That's what he said before in a previous paragraph. You don't go with the majority. The majority talks about your potential. The majority says you deserve to go to Olam Haba. But we have to deal with your Averus. That's what he's saying here. As long as you have this chomer, this murkiness, this muddiness, this tumah, right, you can't go to Hashem with a spot on your clothing, even if it's mostly clean. So we got to get rid of the spot. You're basically clean. So you're going to be allowed in, but we have to do something about that spot before you come in. Al ken gozer ha-chesed ha-elyon, because it's a chesed. She-yimotzi lo-tzirach. We have a way of purifying, of cleansing you. Please excuse me. You probably forgot that it's Wednesday and it's 12:30. Okay, bye. Okay. V'hu b'chlal yisurin, and sometimes it's the yisurin that you have in Olam Hazeh. Shesom yisbarach shmo b'segulasam. It's interesting. He calls it a segula because we don't really understand the physics of it. How Yisurim amachaper, how Yisurim cleanses. So when I'm alive, we sort of understand the physics of it, because Yisurim makes a person more humble. Yisurim breaks arrogance. Yisurim breaks, you know, someone who feels that he is on top of the world and he's the greatest and he can basically do what he wants. But we're talking now after Misa, right? So now we're not talking about when you're alive, we're talking about Hashem sends it to cleanse the soul in a way that... Let me interject everything I'm saying, because I realize I left out a major thing in all of this depressing talk. We didn't talk about doing tshuva. And that's a tremendous matana that Hashem gave us, that no matter what, we can do tshuva and change the whole equation from top to bottom. And the Ramchal does not talk about that here, but I figure it's so depressing what we're learning, especially if I think about what I did today already and the day's not even half over yet. But we could do tshuva, and that's a tremendous... I say, wow, thank you, Hashem. Like, we could be messed up because of all the things we talk about in the last few lessons, and how you influence others and how you affect others. And you know, how many people do a mitzvah simcha? Chavetz Chaim talked about this, wrote about it, talked about it incessantly. That you have to do a mitzvah simcha, and we all know the chumash tachas shalom v'atashem kechem simcha. You know, but you have to be joyful. Asher bocha bana mikol ha'amim, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sov v'tzivanu. Like, you have to really be joyful, and we're not most of the time. So anyway, but you could do tshuva. It should be mentioned because it's a really, it's a lifesaver, and it's a chesed, and it's something that should be, wow, okay, thank you, Hashem. So, but now back to the depressing. Yisurim and Olam Hazeh cleansed. Lahosir may also Odom ha'achirus ahu, removes from the person that muddiness, that lack of shining soul. The Yishar, and now he'll remain totally Zach Ubohir,
Mukhan L'Tolba B'Zman Haroi. Now he's ready to go into Olam Haba. Can't go into Olam Haba even with a spot. You got to get rid of the spot somehow. It's either going to come out through Yisurim and Olam Hazeh, or it's going to come out in Gehenim. But it has to come out. Again, if you did tshuva, so it's not there. But now it's too late for tshuva. So it has to come out. And this is already a person that's mostly good. So he's on a track for Olam Haba. But we can assume, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba. We can assume that that's what this means. And Hashem has to deal with the Averis though. Vamnam Kavishir Ha'achira Shekibel Adam Ha'masot. Again, everything is measured out. Everything is a physics formula. Everything is an equation. It's very exact, like in a laboratory, right? They know where Mars is going to be in 4 years and 3 months and 2 weeks and 4 days and 5 hours. They can tell you exactly where Mars is going to be. Exactly. Maybe it'll be a couple million miles off, one way or the other. What's a couple million miles between friends? Anyway, everything is very exact and an exact formula. As muddied as a person is, he's going to need a lot of yisurin. But halavai, again, halavai. You don't want to go through Gehenim, and you certainly don't want to miss out on Olam Haba. So we never know. We don't know if we're undergoing Yisurim for Averis, or, you know, we don't know. Maybe it's a Nisayon. That's another thing Ramchal doesn't really talk about, but maybe it's probably two sides of the same coin. If we respond positively to difficult circumstances, so that will be the cleansing of the that will be the cleansing effect of the Yisurim. That will be the cleansing effect of the Yisurim. The being mekabel it. Chazal Vavda says this many times in the Sefer, that Yisurim only work, so to speak, if you accept it the right way. You accept it with Sidur Kadin. You accept it with Hashem knows what he's doing. And ultimately it's Latova. And, you know. Anyway, but you'll need more Yisurin. And sometimes you're so muddied and sullied that Yisurim and Olam Hazeh won't do it. So Yisrach lo Yisurin Nafshi, you have to go to Gehenim. Gehenim to purify you. But it's all a chesed. It's all to get you into Olam Haba. It's not what we used to think, but this is the Ramchal's world, that Gehenim is a temporary, and Gehenim is a wonderful thing. It means you're destined for Olam Haba, where you'll be Mizdabek Bashem forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You have problems now which are stopping that. And they're severe problems, not severe enough that you're not on the track to Olam Haba. Well, Hashem, you're on the track to Olam Haba. But what are we going to do with your problems? Olam Hazeh, not enough. You've been very bad. So, Baruch Hashem, see, we laugh, because till now Gehenna has been like the absolute worst thing in the world, and like, who wants to go to Gehenna? But in the Ramchal's world, Gehenna is also a tova from Hashem to cleanse you so that you can go to Olam Haba. And we know that Gehenna is 12 months, although I'm not sure what the concept of time is in Shemayim, wherever Gehenim is, but maybe it's 12 earthly months. So that's it. And the haklal mispari lepratim harbe yeshu l'seichel adam lakafel kulam. You can't possibly sit down and make a cheshbin, and no matter how good an accountant you are, how good a bookkeeper you are, we have no idea how much the pluses are, how much the minuses, what's the account receivables, what's the account payables. We don't know. It's too overwhelming a task. Only Hashem knows, because Hashem takes your lave into account also, as I said. First, it could be Bechal Shabbos, and he sort of can't help himself, but really he has Bechira, and he should have, so it's an Aveira, but Hashem sees he's struggling.
And another person, like, there's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos. He just does it because of convenience. The dicta kadin is terrifying. And we just can't grasp even how deep it is and how subtle it is and how it's juggling 8 to 9 billion pieces of information. Okay, so that's paragraph Hey. Ochain, however, Harashom Agamurim, then there's people that are judged and they say, they're not making it into Olam Haba. Not making it. They're not going to make it. Hopefully these are not Jews. So, what are we going to do with their good deeds? We have the same problem with their good deeds. We can't just ignore their good deeds. They have to get some reward for it. So what's the reward? They're not going into Olam Haba. They can't. That's too... That's judged with majority. You know, what kind of a person you are. But we have to do something with the good deeds. Yes?
This is the same talit for Goyim?
For what? I don't know exactly. Goyim have their mitzvahs, and their averus, and chasidim is olam, yeshlam chelik olam haba. It's not on the same madrega as Jewish people, but b'derech klal, it's, you know, it's rare. Few and far between, we have a guy that will be going into Olam Haba. Very few and far between. Okay. Ochein harishom hakimurim heimosom shenas atzein bom ba'otzem rama aseihem. Achirus kol kach godol. Such a huge muddiness. V'choshech kol kach rav. And such a darkness, the opposite of lightness. Achen ishchasu begufam, they become coarse, evil human beings. V'nafsham, and their soul is nitma, tomei, sitra acher, klipos, whatever words you want to use. V'shavu bilti ruim b'shimponim l'davik bo'yus barach. He is not getting in. He will cease to exist when Olam Haba starts. Terrifying. We can't really even think of our own demise in this world. Koshkein, we sort of have trouble imagining the ceasing to exist of Olam Haba. But hey, you know. So what are we going to do with that? Hashem knows. When you put them on the scale. It's not enough to weigh the scales down up, that the good side should win. Well, mitzvah kamusim is not that many. Well, mitzvah echusim, how he did the mitzvah. So he has, you know, a few thousand mitzvahs, maybe a few million mitzvahs. You know, it's not a question of numbers. And Hashem is judging him, and he ain't getting it. Very sad. We're talking about Rishon Gemurim. And if he would have enough good deeds to have to deal with the Averis, but he's going into Olam Haba, then we wouldn't be calling them Rishon Gemurim, would we? We're talking about people who are not getting in. Elamayosim Shemit Star from the Holchim. They would be in the first group that we talked about in paragraph 5. They would be suffering in this world, they would be suffering in Ganem, till they are ready to join the ranks of the good guys. Okay. That's impossible. Huchak, Hashem established, and Yinoslahem Scharim Bolam Hazeh. They'll get the schar in Olam Hazeh. Moshe Zachar into a paragraph Gimel. V'nimsa aschusa hu kala. So it's kala. It's finite. It comes to an end. It's an Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh always, everything comes to an end. V'enu magia lahatsum b'am shum mai la'amitus. Hashem knows. Hashem knows it's not powerful enough. It's not chashuv enough, it's not part of who this Russia is. Maybe he did it with people once, but maybe from inspiration, maybe he just had the chmanas on the ani. But it didn't, you know, people are bothered by this, like it seems unfair. But if you understand Gan Eden and Olam Haba, you see it's not unfair. The Rasha, we're talking about someone who was unaffected by the mitzvah. He didn't purify his soul. So he can't go into Olam Haba. He can't. His soul is sullied. So he'll get his schar, and then he'll eat the fruits of the consequences of his own labors. So that was paragraph 6. 7 tells us another thing. We're talking really about a group of people getting in. That's what he said. And the Chesed Hashem is that the group should be as big as large as possible. We're not talking about individuals. We're talking about the group. He says, don't think the group is all made up of people on the same Madrega. There's millions of Madregas within Klal Yisrael. This person excels at this, and this person does this, and this person's task in life is this. And you have all different types of people, and some are, as long as everyone is doing the mitzvahs, keeping to the dinim of the mitzvahs, not doing anything osur, not doing anything inappropriate, so that person's neshama will be elevated. Now the question of the however much you do, that's how great you'll be. And there are different madrigas of people who are capable of doing more and who did do more. When the good guys get together, not everybody's going to be the same. No one ever said they're going to be the same. They're going to bond with Hashem with the same, to the same degree, with the same intensity. That's the oneg of Olam Haba, is being masig, attaining a knowledge of Hashem, knowing how Hashem works, etc. Achadavar hu, shnei shira hachachama ha'elyon alechan yogol agiyah hakseo achron, what the lowest is, what the lowest common denominator to get in. Pirush hashira yoyse pochos, shebehiz dapkos bo yisborach v'ha'ano b'shlei muso, ch'neged zeh, corresponding to that, Sidra, Shekol me, everyone, Shemasov, Yagil, Lepachos, or Lashira, Kotnahu, whoever gets to the minimum and purifies his guf minimally and gets rid of the Averis and Gehenim, so he could get in. Kvar Yuchalindos, Pekibetos, Zechanu. If you get to a certain, the lowest level, the lowest common denominator of people doing mitzvahs, get to that point, and you're in. You're a Averus? Oh, Hashem will take care of your Averus. Either this way, that way, maybe he'll do tshuva, maybe he'll send you back down, you know, but it's there. For Yuchal Amonos, Bakibus, Ozeshu, Zachan of Yemen, and Hashem, Levitzchir, Sosanik Bo. Achmisha, Asilu, Lezelo, Yagia, right, He needs a year, Nitzchir, Legami, Loveid. He's over. Not his life's over, his existence is over. He won't only get in, but he'll be a bigger part and a more he'll occupy a higher seat in the kibbutz. So how you make all my katzosi is borach, and part of this is she or the masvah bal to willagamri. Don't come to Hashem crying, pleading. Hashem arranged.